This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Wake your asses up! Al Cintron on the Fan, the number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Got my man Fleek's behind the glass joining me as well, till 5 a.m. Knicks lose a tough one, come all the way back. Lose by one at home to the Bulls. Hot stove as well. Nothing really going on right now, hot stove-wise. Just waiting on this Juan Soto stuff. But I'm going to start with the biggest mess in New York sports. And that is the football teams in this town, the New York Jets and the New York Giants. And in my lifetime, I've been on this earth a good 40 plus years. I've seen some good football around here, and I've seen some bad football around here. And the last 10 years of New York football might be the worst stretch of football in my life. Let me explain. Over the last 10 years, one team has a record of 56-101. That's a tie. The other team, 54-103. The Giants are the first one, 56-101 tie. The Jets, obviously, 54-103. The Jets have been a huge disaster under Woody Johnson. But New York football is at an all-time low. It is horrible football. It is pathetic football to watch. Now, everybody knows what team I root for, but this is keeping it real about New York football. It is just bad. Bad. One team had Super Bowl expectations. Last year, I fell for it. Not this year. And that's the New York Jets. The other one, still, had the same quarterback starting for them. And besides 1 year, which was the worst thing that could have possibly happened to them, I've been saying that last year, this year, and every other day in between, that Daniel Jones wasn't him. Now, Shane spoke earlier this week, and he said, we're not far off. You know, he's seen some good things. If, which is Giant fans' favorite word to use, your record is 2-8. 2-8. Now you have Malik Nabers. That's a plus. It's a guy that I said the Giants should draft. Take the best possible receiver available, best playmaker available at the sixth spot. They have their franchise wide receiver. The question is, who's going to throw him the damn ball? He can't throw it to himself. You know, you got to stop with the ifs. Now, if we had a kicker, if the ref didn't call this, if he catches this ball, if he makes this throw, you can say that about every single team and every single sport. If it's for the week, I go by your record. It's 2-8. Bottom of the league again in scoring. 2-8. Who's your quarterback? See, I know a lot of people around here want to keep Daboll and Shane. They want to get their own quarterback. But let me give you a warning. If you decide to go that route, and if you draft the QB, and if you have another bad season, I know if, you're going to be stuck in the same situation. You're going to hire a new coach, a new GM, and he's going to inherit a quarterback he did not draft. That's what's going to happen. That's why I thought the Bears made a huge mistake bringing back their coach and everybody. And look at the disaster that's turned into. So now next year, Caleb Williams is going to have a new coach, new coordinator, and so on and so forth. Second in the league, second head coach, second coordinator, and so on and so forth. If I'm running an organization, I want my coach and GM, well, hire the GM first, then the coach, so that way they're on the same page. And let them bring their guy in. Let it happen. Now, did the Giants expect 2022 to happen? Probably not. But it did. And they doubled down instead of franchising Daniel Jones and gave him a contract. It's been a disaster since. Now, Dabes has passed the buck on defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, never fully taking responsibility for everything that's happened here. He started as the head coach for the Giants, 6-1. 6-1. Great. After that start, he was 3-6-1 to end the 2022 season. Yes, they had a playoff win. Last year, 6-11. This year, 2-8. That's 11-25-1. Going backwards. When you turn on a Giant game, Giant fans, are you excited? Are you pumped up? Or have you already given up? No, this is trash football to watch. Because it is. It's boring. Now, I happen to be up for the game in Germany. I took the Panthers plus 6.5. That worked. And to see Daniel Jones not pull the trigger on a number of throws, turnovers in the red zone. Tell me if you've seen this before. It's the same nonsense over and over and over and over and over again. It's pathetic football. I should know what pathetic football is because I lived through it for almost 2 decades. With my owner, previous owner. A good season here and there, but pathetic football. The Giants, unfortunately for Brian Daboll, it didn't happen. He didn't get the chance to bring in the QB he wanted. And by the way, I think it's too much credit for the Josh Allen thing. That was what, 25 years ago? The one thing I will give him credit for is he did identify the right quarterback in this draft. Unfortunately, he couldn't trade up to get him. Fortunately for my guys, didn't happen. We got our quarterback. And for the first time in my lifetime, for the first time in a long time, I have a franchise QB. Something the Giants don't have. They signed Drew Lock, 1 year, $5 million. I expect him to be the starter after the bye week. And the good news is for the Giants, they don't play this week. Giant fans, that's good news. I said last show, there's only one quarterback in this draft that I would take. If you're lucky enough to pick high enough, one or two, and that's Shedeur Sanders. Get this thing out of your head about his father. Forget that. You need the player. You need a franchise quarterback that's going to excite the fan base.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
That's what Shedeur Sanders does. And to me, his ceiling, and I actually saw somebody say that this week as well, because, you know, I'm sick of this comparing whenever they compare. You know, whether it's the NBA, a white NBA player, they always compare him to a white legend. It's so stupid. To me, it's player. To me, Shedeur, same thing with an NFL. They always compare black quarterbacks to other black quarterbacks. Stupid. Compare the player. Forget skin color. Forget race. Forget that. To me, Shedeur Sanders, he's not a speed demon. He doesn't have a rocket for an arm. To me, his ceiling is Joe Burrow. That's an amazing ceiling to have. Amazing ceiling to have. The Giants need their franchise quarterback. Now, if they're not fortunate enough to get the top pick or the second pick, I have a plan for the Giants. You want to excite the fan base, right? You want an innovative head coach. What is a guy that turned down jobs last offseason? He's in Detroit, and that's Ben Johnson. They also have an assistant GM in Ray Agnew. I'd bring him in as well. And then they also have a backup quarterback over there who they're very high on. They locked up Jared Goff in Detroit, so he's going to be there for a while. And I would ask him about Hendon Hooker. I would. Detroit is very high on him. I liked him in college. He had an injury, but I liked him in college. In this new NFL, if you're looking for that prototype, to me, I'd go that route. You're going to tell me as a Giant fan you wouldn't be excited for Ben Johnson and what he's done in Detroit with that offense? And Agnew helped build that team, obviously, in Detroit. And then Hendon Hooker, a quarterback, who you're going to have to give up picks. But if you're not high enough in the draft, now you have a quarterback that can excite the fan base. Because right now on this roster, you don't have it. And if you're not high enough to draft Shedeur Sanders, you're really going to take Cam Ward? That high? To me, none of these quarterbacks. Remember the start of the season, college football season, they named all these guys, Beck and Hewers and Milroe. No, those guys are not worth a first-round pick. Sorry. They're not. You want to have a GM, a head coach, and a QB all come in together. They all know each other. Duh, they're in Detroit. The other guy in Detroit, Aaron Glenn. He's going to be a hot candidate this offseason. The Giants need to do something to excite their fan. I'll get to the Jets in a bit. Because that's a whole nother pile of crap. The Giants need to clean house. I'm sorry. They need to clean house. What as a Giant fan have you seen from this team has excited you? Besides Malik Nabers, and I felt bad for the running back, Tracy, fumble. He's been playing his ass off. But to me, losing that game to the Carolina Panthers was rock bottom. Rock bottom. Imagine if that happened at MetLife Stadium. The Boo Birds would have been raining down. I mean, they started booing the first drive versus Minnesota, first game of the season. There is nothing exciting about this Giant football team. Nothing. Nothing. As a whole, nothing. To hear Joe Shane talk in circles.
was sad. You built this team. 2-8. Stop with the ifs. It's weak. You are what your record is. 2-8. Again, 2-8. Now, last year, the over-under was 6.5. They went under. This year, the over and under was 6.5. They're going to go under. When we went over the schedule before the season started, the first 10 games of the season, what did I say the number was going to be? 2-8. They'll be lucky to be 3-7. After 10 games this season, what's their record? 2-8. Now, the producer I was working with, he said 5-5. And then later on, came back and said, you know what? You're right out. That's Rami. There was nothing about this Giants team. That's why I laughed when I heard 8 wins, 9 wins, 10 wins, a playoff. Where did you see that on the schedule? Where? What about this team? I told their cornerbacks were suspect. And they've been bad. Their pass rush was going to be their calling card, their bread and butter. Their offense? Vanilla. Vanilla. Again, like last year, bottom of the league in scoring. I was told, oh, you're a hater. No, I'm not. I know football. I know bad football. I've lived through bad football watching my team. This is horrendous football to sit through. Horrendous. And I grew up in a time in this town where it was Bill Parcells, Lawrence Taylor, Harry Carson, Carl Banks, Joe Morris, Phil Sims, Phil McConkey, Mark Bavaro. You know what those Giant teams were? Excellent. You know what those Giant teams were? Tough. You know what those Giant teams were? Winning teams. Jeff Hostetler also helped win a Super Bowl when Phil Sims went down. I hated playing those Giant teams. Hated it. But those Giant teams were tough. You knew you were in for a battle. Hard-nosed battle. Every time you played those teams in the late 80s, early 90s. Giant football. The symbol of excellence in this town. Not anymore. And it hasn't been for 10-plus years. I started with their record 56-101 the last 10 years. And in this town, Jet fans mock Giant fans. Giant fans mock Jet fans. It's not the hatred of Mets Yankees. You know, Giants still look at the Jets as little brother. They got 4 Super Bowls. Good for them. Good for them. But the Giants are starting to reach Cowboy territory. Oh, we won this, we won that, we won this. You haven't done anything relevant pretty much since the last Super Bowl. 2 historic Super Bowl wins, by the way. Can't take anything, especially the first one with Eli, beating undefeated Patriots. But Giant football is horrible under this coach, under this GM, under this owner. It is horrible. When they come out the bye week, Drew Lock should be the starter. Not Tommy DeVito. Drew Lock should be the starter. Or else, why'd you pay him $5 million for? Why? Why'd you do it? Drew Lock is not afraid to sling it. He'll take chances. He's a decent runner. He'll throw the ball down the field. He's got some swag, some moxie to him. But to me, the Giants need to hit the reset. I'm sorry. This is not working out. If you make the mistake of bringing these two back next season and you let them draft a QB and it doesn't work out and you're looking here, what, 4-13, 5-12, guess what's going to happen? You're going to fire them anyway. And then a coach and a GM, new coach GM, are going to inherit a quarterback they did not draft. That rarely works out. Rarely works out. It's not good. It's not good. And in this town, The record that I gave you with Brian Daboll since the 6-1 start, 11-25-1, that gets you fired. That gets you fired. It's not good football to watch. It's not pretty football to sit through. And the only reason I sit through and watch it, because I have to. If I didn't have to watch the Giants under this regime, I wouldn't watch. Not at all. Because it's an unwatchable product. It's pathetic. And it's time for Giant fans to wake up and realize change needs to happen. Change needs to happen. Stop with the ifs and look at the bright side. What could be? But 5,601 over the last 10 years is horrible. It's not good football. It's just not. Now, the Jets, and we'll get to them a little later, that's a whole nother mess. And Fleegs, when it comes to the Jets, I'm going to want you to, you know, give me your opinion because you're a diehard Jet fan. And what I watched versus Arizona last week was absolutely embarrassing. Embarrassing. Embarrassing football. You had a mini bye. 10 days, still alive. Beat the Texans on Halloween. Mini bye, going to Arizona. A winnable game. A winnable game. And your team forgets how to tackle. Pathetic football to watch. 31-6 in Arizona. Pathetic football. How, when your playoffs, pretty much your playoff lives on the line, and any Jet fan who believes the Jets still have a shot to make the playoffs, man, I want what you're on. I want what you're on. Can this team win one game? Can this team win two games in a row? Before we start talking about, oh, okay, it's possible. Because this Jet team has given you nothing, nothing to think anything, a playoff spot is possible, a playoff run is possible. Heck, I believe in the Miami Dolphins more than I do in this Jet team. On Monday night, the Dolphins came out and smacked the Rams in the mouth and played tough, hard-nosed football and won a must-win game to keep their hopes alive. This Jet team, with this quarterback, with pretty much a lame duck coach, unless he goes on a miracle run, it's going to be another NFL playoff season with no New York team in it.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.